number 7. Yes, okay. Oh my gosh, I love that song, and Vito doesn't get enough credit. He did all the music for that, and it's, I love this guy, you know? I'm so lucky to have so many wonderful, inspiring friends, and I read today on, you know, Instagram, the Holy Grail, right? Instagram. Garanga Das, do you know who he is? He's a guru in India. He's part of the ISKCON movement. He said, when you surround yourself with inspired friends, you live an inspired life. Isn't that perfect? I mean, so I consider all of you my inspired friends too. And you know, one of my inspired friends that you guys all know, Bill Rotella, is in Europe right now. And he and I had a conversation the other day that it made me really appreciate, you know, that people in this group, all of us, we care about deep things, you know, and we're talking about deep, important things, spiritual things. And we're not just talking about what shoes are on sale or whatever, you know? So I'm glad that we have that connection. And Bill was, as you know, he was in Israel when the bombs hit. And then he ended up in Slovakia, and he keeps going back to Slovakia now. But he was feeling troubled that there's so much disturbance and disruption in this world. And he was, you know, kind of feeling down about it and not sure what to do with it, about it, these feelings of, gosh, what is wrong with this world? What is happening? What's the problem with us? And I said, I think the problem is we are in a spiritual famine. And he's like, oh my gosh, that's it. That's it. And I'm like, I think that there's something to that. That, you know, Wayne Dyer wrote a book called There's a Spiritual Solution for Every Problem. And it's the same spiritual solution for every problem. It's that we are not feeling, you know, connected to God. When we're in a spiritual famine, it's depressing because we can get so caught up in it. But also that we have a label for it now makes it hopeful. It's like when you have some disease and you don't know what it is, so you don't know how to treat it and you don't know what's wrong. But now that we have a label for it, we can be hopeful because now we know how to treat it. And we can be empowered knowing that there is a cure. Absolutely, there is a cure for this spiritual famine. And what is that usually? It's when you're in a famine, the cure is you got to eat. You got to have food. And so it's like Pamela was saying, you know, what do you take in through your eyes, through your nose, through your ears, through, you know, the whole, everything out there, all these external things. What are we eating? So we need to make sure that we're eating good spiritual food. So let's look at some of the ways that a spiritual famine is showing up in our lives and how we can address that. So first of all, climate change. Climate change shows that in general, as a world, I'm not saying individually, because I think individually all of us know that we have a connection to the earth, but individually there's no understanding that the earth is us. That when we hurt the earth, we're hurting ourselves. I think in general, tend to think of the earth as more of, it's here for our use. Oh, the trees are growing, so let's just chop them down and use the wood because that's what we need. And so the earth is here to serve us, is what we think. But we need a reciprocal relationship with the earth. We need to care for the earth so that the earth has an abundance to provide for us. There has to be an understanding of synergy. an understanding of unity or oneness. So when we see a separation between the earth and ourselves, that's when things get out of balance. And that is what I think is happening with climate change. So the cure is be kind to the earth. Do what you can. And no one of us individually is going to be able to solve the whole thing, but we can make a difference a little bit on our own. And if everybody makes that little difference on their own, then we'll start to see the results. Okay. The next thing is we see a lot of division in politics right now. So what is this? This is the same thing. This is a lack of understanding of unity, of oneness. And we think that we are separate and that there is the other. We don't see that we have more in common than we have differences. We need to work together because, was it Lincoln that said, united we stand, divided we fall? I mean, that's what's going to happen if we don't get there. So again, the cure is be kind to one another, practice acceptance. If you can't practice acceptance, at least practice tolerance, you know. Practice kindness. Practice kindness to see the soul behind the conflict, to see the soul, the precious little pearl within there, right? Within the heart of each of us. And sometimes it helps to, you know, if you're seeing some big bully out there and they're spouting off, to think about that person was once a little kid. That person was once a little baby, you know, that needed to be fed, that needed to be cared for. And if you shrink it down to that and say that's the same soul that was in that little baby that you totally would have picked up and held and loved if it was crying. This is the same thing. They're having a temper tantrum, you know. See them as that little baby. They don't know any better. They don't know any better. So have that compassion. So what do we do about like all the theft and crime and all that in the world? That seems to be what is going on. Like, this used to be the safest place, Thousand Oaks area, you know, and everything. Now it's right in our backyard. What's going on? Well, that comes as a lack of understanding of karma, cause and effect. And every religion has some form of the Ten Commandments, you know, thou shalt not steal. Buddhism says, don't take anything that is not freely given. So that's how they say it. And Vedanta is just know what's real and what's not real. And any external object is not real. So why do you want it anyway? You know, they just leave it alone. If the thieves understood that they're hurting themselves with getting bad karma more than they're hurting the person they're stealing from. And if the person who's being stolen from knows that whatever is stolen is not theirs anyway, so it's okay. It's just a thing. You can live without it. And what's really important is the soul within, our relationships with each other, knowledge, our connection with God, all that, okay? And then what about strained relationships, you know? A lot of people aren't talking to each other or mad at each other, even within families. What do we do about that? Well, that is a lack of understanding of our spiritual responsibility, meaning that we have to be responsible for our own happiness. We can't let anyone's anger or bad mood affect us. We can't let anyone's opinion, good or bad, affect us, right? If we get like this negative review, we can't say, oh, I'm bad because there's a negative review. And this, by the same light, if we get a really positive review, oh, this is great, can't say, oh, well, I'm great now. You have to be just fine either way, knowing that you're not defined by those reviews. You are who you are, and stand in that and have the conviction and the faith to know that that is not only enough, that is perfect. That is exactly who you are supposed to be. That is, you are exactly where you are supposed to be in this day and time and place and space with these people, because it's all for our highest good. It's all for our highest good, no matter what we think of it. It's helping us. So we need spiritual food. We need to be fed. We need to be nourished. So one thing we can do is we can practice. And a good practice, thank you to all of you, is being here in community and supporting each other. Because we share that goal of being here for each other and supporting each other, you know, and cheering each other on. And, you know, when you're down and troubled and you need a helping hand, that's Carole King, right? That's another song I was thinking. But I like it when Vito sings Beatles, so I got the other one. But, yeah, this is what we are here for. The law of relationship says that we are all connected, and we are here to help each other learn and grow. And I mean, to me, Vito is a perfect example of this, because I come to him with this seed of an idea. You know, I could call myself a songwriter, but he's helped me be a better songwriter. Because we work together and we share our ideas. And it just elevates everything when you're open to that collaboration, you know. And I think we can do that for each other. There's something going on the internet now that it's going viral, because people are saying, if you're having a bad day and you reach out to a friend. But we reach out to a friend a lot of times on text or call or whatever, but they don't know something is wrong. If you just say, hey, can you give me a call? They don't know if you just mean, oh, you forgot something, or, you know, you need them to send you a contact or whatever. So they might not get back to you right away. You know, they might say, oh, that's, I got a bunch of texts, I'll get back to them later. But if you be more specific and say something like, hey, have you got 8 minutes for me? Then they know, oh, something's going on. I need to talk to this person. So I think that's a nice thing to do for somebody, and have it work both ways, you know? Like Bill in Slovakia calls me over Facebook messages from Slovakia. We have different time zones and everything, but I know, you know, yeah, I got 8 minutes for you, definitely. And I know he'd do the same for me. So that's it. That's great. Now, with the media, a lot of it we feel like is out of our control, because we don't decide what's on TV. We don't decide what movies are out there. But we can decide which ones we go to. We can decide which ones we want. We decide how we respond to any external stimulus, right? So how are we going to spend our time? How are we going to spend our days? This is what we can control. So we have to understand that we make choices all the time. And just like Pamela says, we have a choice to be kind. We have a choice. We could be indifferent. We could be mean, we could be reactive, but if you always, you know, feel the connection, then the natural choice is to be kind. because kindness is in our nature. If we're all connected to spirit and those qualities of spirit are all in us, of course kindness is within us. So I started this movement, the kindness movement, based on a lot of others I'd seen going on around the world, you know. But I remember this was years and years ago I started this. Ellen DeGeneres' TV show was still on the air. And she, at the end of every show, she would say, be kind to one another. And I thought, that is a great message. That is a great message for people. So why don't we start a kindness movement and have that go viral? Let's have something really positive go viral. So what I did was I have a website, everythingkind.com. So on the website, you take the kindness vow, and then every day for 7 days, only 7 days, it's not a big commitment, 7 days of kindness, it kind of gives you a little prompt of ways to be kind or ways to reach out, ways to think about kindness in a different way. So I thought today we would all start with taking the kindness vow, okay? So what I want you to do is put your left hand up like this, like up, like holding something up, okay? Yeah, because what this is doing is your left hand is your receiving hand, and you're receiving good energy from the universe, okay? And then, I have to hold my mic, but with your right hand, put it straight out, okay? This is your giving hand, and you're going to give this good energy to the world. Okay, repeat after me. There's three parts of this, and I'll say them one at a time. I promise to speak and act with genuine kindness.
I promise to speak and act with genuine kindness.
To share kindness with others at every opportunity. And to encourage the practice of kindness in my community. Awesome. Thank you. And so it is. Om Tat Sat. Yes. Okay. So, okay. I just have a little bit more because I got to talk about Hanuman. I got it. Okay. So Tuesday, friendship is a great way to practice kindness, to be friends with people, right? And Hanuman has a birthday on Tuesday. Hanuman is this guy. He's the monkey god in Hinduism. And he has a lot of stories about him, but he represents both kindness and devotion and strength because he's so strong. But he is known as the best friend you could ever have. Because he's so devoted and because he's so strong, he can take care of your problems and he can give you love. So whenever you feel like you're in an impossible situation, Hanuman is your go-to guy. And one time, Hanuman is a devotee of Lord Ram. Like Ram is a version of Krishna, is a version of Vishnu, right? So one time, Ram, his brother was very sick. And the Ayurvedic doctor said, well, we need this one particular herb, but it's very rare and it's only on this mountain. You have to go there. And Ram's like, that mountain is miles and miles away. How am I going to get there and back before my brother dies? This is, what am I going to do? So he said, Hanuman, can you help me? And Hanuman's like, yes, because Hanuman always says yes. He'll always do something for you. So he says, Ram says, Hanuman, there's this herb on this mountain. This is what it looks like. Go get the herb and then come back. And Hanuman, because he can fly, no problem, right? So he just goes over to the mountain. He's on the mountain. He's looking around. Where is this herb? I don't know what he's talking about. I can't find the herb. Oh my gosh, they all look alike. Which one is it? Which one is it? He doesn't know what to do. So he says, I got a solution. And he picks up the mountain and he flies the mountain all the way back to Ram and Lakshman. And the doctor says, yes, this is it. And he picks the herb and gives it to Lakshman and Lakshman lives. That's what he could do. That strength, that friendship, it can move mountains. It can get us everywhere. So I'm just going to leave you with that and say thank you for helping me move mountains. I am here to help you move mountains. And I'm very grateful for this center. So I'm touched.